Hey there, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Now get ready for a little exposition here. Back in 2006, I had some health issues, and I had to be in bed for a little while. And while I was there, with nothing but time on my hands, I started playing Final Fantasy XII on my PlayStation 2. It was a beautiful game with an interesting story and likable characters set against a breathtaking world. It took classic Final Fantasy and it added an interesting sense of action and real-time battle to the traditional turn-based formula. And it really worked. I enjoyed exploring this world and I was looking forward to completing the story. But life happened as it does. I got better, got out of bed, and got busy with all the daily drama that life brings. Because of that, I never got to finish the game, and it eventually ended up in a box in the garage, replaced by the next console generation and the one after that. Well, I recently saw the game in a remastered form, Final Fantasy XII: The Zodiac Age, available on the Nintendo eShop, and I got excited about the prospect of starting this adventure again and being able to take it with me now, thanks to the Switch's portability. But it was a little pricier than I wanted, so I didn't pick it up. But then today, I saw that the game was 50% off on the PlayStation Store, and I knew the price was right. But I wanted it to be portable, so I shut down my PS4, turned on my Nintendo Switch, and logged into the eShop, only to find that the game was not on sale on every platform, that the Nintendo version was still prohibitively priced. So sadly, I logged off because, unfortunately, as much as I wanted to play the game, the price just wasn't right. The value of something, you see, is only determined by what someone's willing to pay for it. You might have a priceless comic book, or a vintage baseball card, or a rare signed copy of Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo on VHS, but if no one's willing to pay you for it, then it's not really worth that much at all. It's the same thing with this game. I really liked it, I really value this game, but I can definitely put a price tag on how much is too much. So what about me and you? What's our value? Well, the same rule applies. What is someone willing to pay for us? And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that we were bought with a price. Well, what was that price? The very life of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 says that we know that we were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. This isn't based on how good you are, how well you behave, or how religious you may be. Romans 5:8 says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There might be days when you feel kind of worthless or undesirable, like no one cares about you, but that couldn't be further from the truth. God loves you. He paid the highest price, His very life, just for the potential to be in a relationship with you. And He didn't even wait until you were on sale. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, hit the subscribe button and check out our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.